You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm in here right now with my man Flacco, as well as Kyle Rich and Jen Carter of
4-1. Fours Outside, man. It's a fucking movie.
Boom.
Let's go. What brought y'all together as friends early on? Before the music and everything.
I ain't gonna lie, we just a bunch of young the same dream.
Gangsta.
Once you brought that together and realized you're stronger as one, we ran with it.
So even in the beginning, you were focused on music, or what was the dream early on?
I mean, yeah, we was all, like I said, we all had the same dream for me. We all wanted to make it in this music and provide for our families, for me.
Right.
Yeah, we all had our, like, solo things going on with this music. Like, me personally, I wasn't rapping until, like, 2 years ago when, you know, we all got together and said, yeah, let's really take this, you know, serious. Before that, I was really, like, with instruments. I used to play trumpet. KR used to play piano, you know, for me. But this music run deep. Like, we love this for a minute.
Well, Flacco just suggested that y'all were brought together by your ancestry. Is that
Najah roots, right?
I mean,
Najah.
What's Najah?
Yeah. Y'all parents that know y'all, each other.
So Najah know the carry lost, right?
What is that?
Wait, say it again.
Nah.
He's African too, so he's trying to show.
That's what I'm saying. Say it again.
Liberia though, so it's kind of like a little bit different, right?
Liberia.
Wait though, but I think I know y'all tribe, right? Because
what's my tribe?
Because he for sure is so Yoruba.
Oh yeah,
you
smart.
I don't know, because it's kind of like, right?
How you know I was Yoruba?
The energy, man. You feel me? Like, right? Like, y'all are like just like real quiet demons, right? Like, we gotta like watch a Yoruba. You feel me? Her, like, she's nice, though. You feel me? So like, I don't know, man.
It's crazy because
what are you?
I'm Yoruba too.
It's a silent demons, man.
Yo, baby, I see what you're saying, though. Yeah.
But do you feel like you have way more in common with other Nigerian people or with that ancestry than is a lot easier to get along with other people that are from there?
Hell yes.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, we just relate. Like, I don't know. It's like a psychic energy.
Really?
Some weird
I don't know. It's a psychic energy. I'm able to tell when, like, people are from Nigeria,
too. I love to be African.
Like,
Well, like, for example, right? I feel like it's certain Nigerians, though, right? Like, for example, like, the Igbos are not really, like, you know, like, the best to get along with, right?
See, that is evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
My
Igbos ain't
I feel like they're calm.
Gangsta.
Like, I feel like they're
treacherous,
they're
though,
one
man.
Of the calmest. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this is making me wonder for the first time. Do you feel like first-generation African people are, like, overrepresented in drill? Like, because when I think about the Bronx and too, I can't think there's a lot of people with African roots coming out of there.
That's a lot of Africans.
I never thought about that before.
We just put it on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? We just put it on.
Damn. It's good to know. Okay, so I don't know. Where should we go from this? So
their parents.
Oh, the parents, yeah. What were your parents like?
My parents were strict growing up. You know, for me. They always wanted me, like, not only in school, but school on time. You know, for me, I don't know, like, having just so much rules just made me want to break them. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, maybe if they gave me a little bit more freedom growing up, I'd be less likely to want to be outside all the time, you know. And that's really how I met a lot of my friends. So it's like, maybe it was a blessing as well.
Did they,
what I'm trying to say?
Did they, like, accept you coming out to them? Or how did that happen?
I mean, it's like, I would say they're, like, in denial.
Oh, really?
Like, for me, but they love me, for me.
Were you always though like a tomboyish or
hell yeah, like growing up. Even my like my sister too, like growing up, like I just used to watch how she dressed. I loved it. You know what I'm trying to say? I wanted to be her. I ain't gonna lie. Like I loved her style. So yeah. For me, it probably it did have an influence on me.
Do you guys talk about chicks like it's just some regular?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Yeah,
come on now.
Like, you feel me? These
But it feels like there's no like weirdness at all between you guys of, bro, in terms of
there's no
I ain't gonna lie. I say for me, she one of the guys. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, like this. I be trolling.
I ain't gonna be trolling, but everybody knows she one of the guys, bro. Yeah, bro. Gangster.
But you said smart.
Said like a wild comment though, right?
Jen got the WAP came from my song "Spinning to You." Word for me, I said Jen got the WAP. Makes it respect for me because she like lean. Mm-hmm. That's why I said walk. But the fizz, I don't know, bro. They just took that shit real with it, gangster. Yeah.
Nah. So like, I think it was during like an interview. I forgot like with who. You said, bro, man, like Jen, like won't let me like try out.
Oh, I see this. Shit.
Yeah, just try to walk. I'm like, come on.
I'm talking about that UK nigga, the guys were in the guys.
Yeah.
I was just trolling for me because at the end of the day, for me, that shit is marketing. Niggas not thinking like me, bro.
It's like
the fans love
that. It's really crazy, but the, but you don't see how people literally call me. Like some people have addressed me on the street as Jen got the WAP. Like so, it's like it's grown on me now. So it's like I don't really see it as what it is. I don't know. Probably a signature. It's just been with us since like
the career.
Like
here though. But like I guess like Kodak kind of made it popular, like to like hit on like dykes, right? And like go
studs,
after studs, right? Yeah,
is dyke a slur now?
I mean, it is taking offensive, like, you know, on, I mean, we on an interview, you know what I'm trying to say? I don't want y'all to get slander, you know what I'm trying to say? But.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Look, right? So Kodak, like, kind of made it popular now to go after studs and try to, like, date a stud. So do you have a lot of, like, men now, like, trying to, like come at you and turn you out?
In real life, no.
But on songs and shit, people love to use that for content?
I mean, I feel like people who just put my names in songs, like, all they got on me is that I'm a girl.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for me, that's really, that's like every track, like, it's just like, either Jen got the WAP, you know, for me, it's like, but niggas, we over here marketing that anyways. I don't really be, like, shit, a lot of shit don't bother me. I'm just a really unbothered person, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, but people haven't been hitting on me in real life, like, We look at that shit as weird, like right. Real life, like all the comments, like I be viewing them as like trolls or you can't be a real person, like you know what I'm trying to say, like that shit is just.
Would you view though a guy as gay though, like for trying to like holler at you?
Nah, I wouldn't say gay because I'm still a female.
Yeah, facts, of course.
And everyone has their preferences.
Yeah.
But me personally,
no, that's gay, bro.
Personally, it made me uncomfortable because it's like for me, like it's just weird, bro.
Yeah,
like me it personally, is, like you know my sexuality, that's just weird.
I do feel like Jen is a huge star though, so it's like I feel like you might it's a persona that you might not have seen in rap otherwise, because like so many of the female rappers out right now are like using their sexuality and stuff. But I feel
and I'm really the only different one, and so they try to for me. I ain't gonna lie. They be just letting me know that I'm different.
Yeah.
Feel me? Can't diss me like how you diss somebody else. And that's probably why they be dissing.
It is crazy, though, because when I think about Kodak, like, I'll never forget where I was when I heard that lyric.
I know exactly.
Fucking Young M.A. Long as she got a coochie. And I was just like, oh, my God, you could say that? Like,
I ain't gonna lie. Even that shit, even I was even weirded out for her. I was like, yo, bro, what?
And she was tight at first, but then she kind of, like, started to roll with it afterwards.
Yeah, because it's like, for me, at the end of the day, you do you, bro.
And Kodak is just such a crazy dude that you can't really expect much else from him, I feel like. And I remember I was with Ski Master Slump God, and he was kind of turnt up, like, the day after I heard it.
Yeah.
And he was singing it like it was the greatest song ever fucking written.
Yeah.
And that just made me further, like, understand how innovative that shit was.
Yo, I be seeing comments, like, under my, like, I've seen this, like, a lot. They be like, what Kodak said? I see that all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's wild.
Holy shit.
But like, another wild comment though was BMG in Upper Class, right? Mm-hmm. Now, while like reacting to y'all video, bro, I don't even know how bro mind even conjure up this thought.
Oh, wait, you gotta remind me, what happened again? This was so long ago.
Yeah, right. So, and he stated, yo, like, the ops is gonna catch her and violate in terms of, like, rape and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, this, yo, I definitely forgot about this. Damn. This is, like, on the radar or some shit. But, yeah.
What was, like, your reaction to when you, like, heard him say that?
At the time, I think we was in Miami.
Yeah.
Right? I'm living my life. I'm like, I don't know, man. I was coming up. So, I don't know. Like, he's a reactor.
Yeah, of course.
So, I don't know what to say about it. He was reacting. Like, maybe some people just want their clicks.
Yeah.
You know, for me? I don't know. But we spoke about it, though. Like, we talked it out. For me, I understood him. He understood me. He apologized. We both, you know, we settled it. Like, I fuck with him now. Like,
do you fuck with all the reaction channels, all the people making videos about whatever the fuck y'all are into or not?
I don't really, like, watch my own reactions, especially, like, popular reactors, because, I don't know, like, it'd be, like, I don't really care to see what people think. Like, I like my music, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
What I'm trying, like, I like my music, we like our music, I still got a lot of supporters at the end of the day for me, that's the reason I keep going, so... I really don't sit down and watch reactions.
Right.
Yeah, I don't let that shit get to my head.
When do you feel like the music really started to catch on and you started to get views and really felt like you were developing a fan base?
Me personally or...
Or as a group, however it went down.
Me personally, I was trying to do, like, my own thing and, like, drop, like, music vids with the songs, too, because it's, like, I like people having, like, a visual to when I drop my music.
Mm-hmm.
I was just dropping just for fun. The first song I made, I didn't even want to drop it. You know, for me, people was begging me to. I dropped it with a vid. KR was doing his shit for me at the time. You know, he dropped 41 Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, out of all the 41 members,
I feel like that was the song.
That was the song that really helped him. It helped him become a better rapper. It helped me help, like, understand his sound better, too. And it started going viral. So, for me, from there, he took advantage. And then the 41 Cypher.
It was really on the radar?
Nah,
that has, like,
before that.
Okay, because I know you're on the radar. Freestyle is like 10 million views or some shit. Like,
we've been racking up 15? Views even before this. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? 41 Cypher, that was like me, D-Bills, Jay Gelato, Ty, Dre West, F&B Side, you know?
Right.
Those are just all 41 members who came together and made a song. And that shit was really the first time we all started flicking as a group.
I want to ask about another song in particular is Deuce, which is like one of my favorite songs of the year. Like,
that's a different song.
It's crazy. Like, the energy is crazy. I don't like fucking EDM music typically. Mm-hmm. And I would not, if you describe that song to me, I would probably be
EDM?
Like real like dance music, basically, you know, techno type shit. I don't know what you guys would be referring to it. But that beat is kind of like that. It's super fast paced and it's like, it gets really intense at certain points. If somebody were to just have told me about it, I probably wouldn't have thought that it was a song that I would love so much. But somehow that beat just like takes the shit to a totally different level. Like, how did you guys end up using that beat? Do you have a memory of making that song?
I ain't gonna lie, like, for me, that shit was fake made on accident.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie, like, I heard the beat from my son Bento. He sent it to me. And I'm like, nah, this shit is different. But this shit could fake change something. I ain't gonna lie, because, like, this shit is so different.
Should
if we really jump on this boat, we could actually do something with this shit, right? So, feel me, we went to the stool, me and my son Jen. We had 15 minutes left in the stool session. We made a whole bunch of other shit, but we had the last 15 minutes and we made Deuce. Shit was an accident.
And you got the whole thing done right then and there?
Yeah.
I mean, wait, did we?
Nah, we left the middle part. You know the part where I was open? Like, real, real love, don't go out of pretend. Like, I'm in love with my gun and my pen. We came back and did that after.
Yeah, we did, like, those four bars, because we didn't know what to do for that part. It was a different part of the beat, you know
We knew it was
going
to be viral, so it had to be catchy.
It had to be catchy, that middle part, you know, for me. But that was, like, a freestyle. I was in a stool. Look, as a Bev, it was a late night, you know, for me. And we was just vibing. This shit went crazy after we dropped it.
Yeah, it feels like you guys try to take risks with your music.
Because
so much drill music is so
different.
Boring, right?
The shit get boring. Like,
everybody
you know,
doing the same shit.
Like, play a song from last year by 4-1 and play something now.
Right.
People say we sound the same, but really, like, pay attention to how much we've evolved. And we ain't even drop, you know, even drop a lot. You know what I'm trying to say? We got so much in the chamber right now, about to go crazy, you know what I'm trying to say?
And is it intentional in terms of, like, making the music better, or does it just kind of happen?
It just happens.
Yeah.
The
more you go to the stool, you just naturally gonna get better.
We be in the stool like every day.
Really?
Me and K.R. specifically, like, this is really our hobby.
What's Tata doing when you guys are in there?
I mean, he be in the stool too, but like, he be coming sometimes. I mean, he be on his own shit sometimes.
Yeah, bro.
Right. Tata really evolved though, right? Like, for me, it's like, to me, like, and he's the one and who took like the biggest jump, right? For right, because right now, like, yo, like, he's holding his own, right? But like, here, like, let's just say this, like, 2 years ago, like, Tata probably wasn't, you know, like the best rapper, right? Now, like, homie, be snapping. So, like, just like
Tata, fake, been nice.
You know,
it's crazy.
Tata just always been like real nice.
Yeah, I go like, he was like the first, like,
when he hard as fuck now. Though.
Let me tell you a story. When he first stepped in the booth and he started doing his ad-libs, and it's like, I didn't even know him. This is like the first time I seen him. It's like, what, 3, almost 4 years ago. We was all in the stool when we started doing the music shit. He pull up, he just, boom. And I'm like, yo, and I didn't even have that energy in my rap at the time. So I'm like, nah, he must have been doing this for a minute.
His
like,
energy translated this to a whole 4-1.
I couldn't even tell. He was like 15 at the time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He was 15 at the time?
Yeah, like 15, 10, yo. 16. He was young. And now he's like
18. How is Tata right now? 18?
18, just turned 18, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, he was going crazy, son.
But let's not leave Kyle out of it, too, because I feel like you got a crazy amount of hype around you. And really, when you look at, like, a group where you could have at least three different people in the group who all have, like, real separate hype around them, and then they're in a group, like, that's a huge thing.
It's a fact. Like, we all compliment each other.
I was about to say that.
One for all.
There's been a lot of groups that kind of blew up that were like one really good rapper and then like the other ones were all kind of mid. And it still kind of works.
I ain't gonna lie, for me.
Everybody's like so different.
Not
so
even just us three, bro.
Everybody, like us, bro. Even D-Bill's got his own flow. It's like, you know what I'm trying to say? That shit get me every time. K.R. got like a distinct voice, for me. All that ad-libs, his ad-libs, and I got the lyrics, Tata out of energy. It's so much to it, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like I first heard a 4-1 when Agent Dawg was kicking it with y'all. And all the bloggers started writing about it and thinking it was hilarious that she was clicking up with a different crew of people in New York. How did y'all end up connecting?
Wait, I commend her for that.
I was Jen.
I commend her for that, you know, for me.
You got in touch with her?
Yeah. Surprisingly, she texted me back, you know. She was bumping a song, like I said, I was just dropping. You know what I'm trying to say? Just dropping vids, whatever, doing whatever. Since she was bumping one of my songs that barely had any views. I think it was at, like, 120K at the time. She was going crazy. Yeah, she was going crazy in a sprinter with Ruby Rose on IG.
Yeah.
So I slid up. I'm like, yo, like, for me, that's me. Just get up, like, look, get up with me. This, that, and third. But I texted a fake page. Feel me? And they responded to me. I'm thinking I'm having a conversation. Realized it was fake. So I texted the real page. And she still responded. We linked up the same night.
Mm-hmm.
All of us gangsta.
The same night?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
What went wrong? Like, why'd y'all start kicking it?
Huh?
What did anything happen that y'all stopped being cool?
You still kick it.
Oh, you're still cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I was so confused when
I felt like I hadn't seen you with him in a while.
Is your energy different to a person? I ain't gonna lie.
Asia,
like, the meat of me on her dick and
she
shit.
She don't care about what nobody
we fuck
thinks
with
Asia
for her. Yeah,
but question though, right?
Yo, nigga.
Right, look. So, like, when she came to the Bronx, bro, there was a whole saga, man. Like, niggas is hating. Now, there was actually like a GoFundMe, like, started, like, to get her in, out of the Bronx. Like, why do you feel like people was tight? That she was in
the
Bronx.
Why
are you? Maybe on her dick because of her ties, bro. Just a whole
Bronx?
Bunch of stupid shit, but it's crazy. She don't give a fuck.
Like, a nigga asking me.
Me and Lil, I don't know, bro. This shit is a game. You just gotta play.
Bro. How you gonna tell somebody where to be and where not to?
Like, what the fuck? She just on some business shit, you were. She just trying to expand, bro, for me. That's what she's supposed to do
but
as a rapper. She's supposed to go to other states and expand.
Yo, Asia's bigger than people think, bro. For me, she
but
don't
she
gotta
did
worry
say,
about
though, right?
She's good, too. Her music's
yeah,
still
she don't
dope.
Gotta worry about what nobody
she's in the stool every day, bro.
Yeah,
she really
bro,
be,
she
working,
be working,
bro.
But think about it. She comes from a state where there is no drill music, basically. So for her to come to New York, and not to mention her Chicago connects, like, really just, like, joining up with other people's drill cultures. I mean, hey, a lot of people haven't had the balls to do that, you know?
That's a fact. And nobody says 9-1 for me. When we do, like, when drill rappers do, like, other flows that are not drill. So, for me, you know what I'm trying to say? Everybody trying to do different sounds, for me. Everybody working.
But do you feel stuck in that box that you have to make drill music, or you feel like you can go
Who
outside
Who has
that?
To make drill music?
I mean, you tell me.
I don't even, for me, really
do
make drill.
Drill,
me. Drill my baby, for me. That's my home, but for me,
you go past that,
I really, like, we got so many different sounds. Like, I have a whole singing track. I don't even sing. Tata the singer. Like, for me, we get creative in the studio. It's not only drill. That's what makes it fun. You know
right.
What I'm trying to say, we do different shit, but still straight back to our, you know, original sound.
Definitely.
But you can't move on though, right? Because, like, for example, Asian Doll came and said she's the queen of the drill. And now I'm seeing, like, there's a bunch of and other, like, females who are trying to, like, claim queen of the drill. I personally think that Jen is the best, I guess, like, female rapper, right? Right here. So do you, like, feel though, like, moving on, like, you're kind of, like giving away that title as the queen of the drill?
I like how you said rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because that's what I really do. I rap. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. It doesn't have to be a drill beat. You know what I'm trying to say? It could really be any beat. Like, KR be introducing new beats in the studio all the time, and I like it because he know that, like, I really can adjust to different beats.
Yeah.
And it helps him, too. You know what I'm trying to say? So
that's another reason why I don't really got a lot of songs with everybody, because she's a lot of only person I could really...
He yeah, really, like, hard, like, he's really picky with music. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, the beats and all. Like, I'm not too picky, but I find a vibe in a lot because it's like, I just like the different sound. But, you know, Queen of Drill... That's a nice title.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be that forever. Like, I want to be way bigger. I want to be Jen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, facts.
Even after I'm Jen Carter the rapper, I want to be Jen Carter. You know what I'm trying to say?
You just found, like, a mysterious R that you could roll in the middle of that sentence.
Jen Carter. Look, though, right? So here. Okay, but let's just, like, rewind for a little bit and just go to where everything started in terms of, like, the drama that's currently going on, right? Where did the Shy EK, I guess, dispute or beef or, like, disagreement come from?
It's another ashram.
I ain't gonna fun, bro. We going past that shit. We don't care about that.
You wanna put the ashram in the middle? Sorry.
Yeah. You heard? All that shit is pointless. All that shit is dating.
Yeah, of course.
Feel me? That shit behind us, bro. That's like, I don't even be remembering why these beefs started.
Yeah. So, here, right
I
now.
I wish I could tell you, bro.
You just saying that because you seen him in the park with the blicky?
Who? Shy K?
You didn't see that video?
Nigga, he was bluffing. I seen that shit. Nigga was bluffing in Central Park.
I thought it was the craziest video
I
ever.
It was stage. I told him it was stage.
And then they were like, a stage. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that does make sense. Fuck.
Yeah, bro.
Stage?
The niggas is wacky, bro. We wouldn't be paying attention to them niggas, gangster, bro. We just be too focused on us to give a fuck about other people.
So much shit been happening in our lives for the past months. We don't even, like, be... Me, personally, I really don't be a tool with a lot. Like, you got to hit by forward. In order for you to hit by forward, I got to answer. In order for me to answer, I got to like you.
Yeah.
So, for me, I don't know, bro.
But when you put out the Naughty Bob, did that make you guys way bigger? Was that, like, a huge moment in terms of way more people paying attention to y'all?
I mean, I was already big.
Nah, yeah.
We've already had views before
Naughty
Bob. I don't know why people.
We had M's, bro. We had mad views before Naughty
Bob. But then all of a sudden, Naughty Bob normal did, people knowing about
Nah, yeah. Naughty Bob did take it a little more global. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was very big. Number one trending in the world.
Mm.
But, for me? If you ask me, fuck that shit, for me. We don't give a fuck about that shit. Can't still, bro.
But that's crazy that the video got deleted multiple times and shit when you think there's so many fucking drill songs dissing people and shit. Like, y'all didn't take
that
it down,
shit was
right?
Kinda like, nah, we didn't take it down. It was kind of like scary to think how viral it was going.
Really?
It was number one trending in the world in 2 days. That shit was wild. I ain't going front, for me. We never seen some shit like that before, bro.
Everything happened,
and it was actually putting a negative image on us. That's the main thing that we didn't want to do. We trying to promote positivity.
Yeah,
so
like,
fuck it.
Like, that was a track that was blowed up. We got better tracks,
like, so for me, we ain't coming in this shit dissing niggas. Every diss is a response. Niggas be on our dick.
Mm.
Yeah, bro, like, everything happened for a reason, though.
Right. You guys still perform that shit live?
I don't know, feel me?
Don't
the fans want it.
The fans
The fans
it,
want
man,
it. I ain't gonna front. They be in the crowd, Naughty Bop, Naughty Bop. They don't care about nothing else. Naughty Bop, Naughty Bop, Naughty Bop.
Right.
It's just so negative, though, like.
Yeah.
The world feed off negativity, though, bro. It's just sad how it is.
But a lot of the biggest drill rappers are dissing nonstop. You guys, you'll throw some politics in there, but you kind of try to avoid it a lot, I feel like.
For me, because drill rappers rely on dissing. Like, we don't got to do that, for me. We know how to maneuver through that shit, for me. We really know how to rap. That's what real rappers do.
Mm. Yeah.
We really try to avoid the politics, bro. Like, that's not what we came here to do. If you listen to our songs even before Naughty Bob, who did we diss?
Right.
We just making music, having fun, putting the fun back in drill. You know,
trying to make
songs.
Drill fun again.
Deuce is really, you know, one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the shit you could play in the club, like, for me, on the way home, like, shit like that.
Of course.
My girl got mad at me for playing that around my kid, though.
Deuce, man.
My girl's like, this is not appropriate. Turn this shit off.
I mean, it starts with look as a dev. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, you really will listen to songs differently once you have a kid and you're listening to rap around them, because then all of a sudden, well, especially with my girl, she's not having it.
Can we watch it?
Yeah, she's just not. She feels like the kid can understand every single word that's being said.
I smoke.
Yeah.
Nah, man. You're
good. I'm cool.
You sure?
Yeah,
just that gush shit you wear.
Yeah, what you smoking?
Off your eyes.
What is it? What's in there?
That good. Trap candy.
That's
how you work. That's what that is.
That gush shit you wear.
You guys, right? Or kind of right the right when y'all say, "Listen, man, like we are trying to promote positivity, and we ain't dissed nobody before, right?" And that's why, like, I asked about Shai K, because I think Naughty dissed y'all first, because y'all and Shai K was going back and forth, right?
Naughty was dick out of Shai K.
Yeah.
And he was tight that, for me, Blockwork was on our dick, you were for me, because Blockwork was, it was Jack and he was a rat at the time. So that was his reason to diss us. Yeah. We seen that shit, bro. We like, nah, who the fuck is this little nigga? Like?
Yeah.
Next day, next thing we know, he died. So, you know, niggas made a song.
Yo, right here. So it was really, like, interesting is this, though. So I guess y'all dissed Naughty because Naughty dissed y'all for dissing, like, Shai K, and now Shai K is Naughty Bopping.
Shai K dissed us.
Oh, yeah, right? When y'all seen, though, that Shai K was now Naughty Bopping, what was y'all reaction?
I'm not surprised, bro. That nigga is Daewoo, bro. He's Daewoo, bro. I ain't gonna fuck, like, all that shit is Cordy. Like, how the fuck you go talk about if I see a nigga Naughty Bopping, I'm gonna slap him and then Naughty Bop. Like, what the fuck, bro? Niggas is Daewoo, bro.
Yo, why is everything about Naughty, bro? Like,
well, you made the song.
Yeah.
I mean, you did the dance.
Nah, we blurred that shit.
Seen that.
We blurred it. That didn't happen.
See me, though?
Did you see, though, that we really were in a moment of confusion because fucking Suspect thought I was talking about that Lil Uzi dance? And I was like, no, the other dance. And I had to do
it
to show him.
Yeah, I seen that shit, though. I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
That was funny, right? I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, though.
It's funny hearing a 40-year-old white guy talk about fucking TikTok dances and shit.
That's the thing, bro. That's why I should have to go. I ain't gonna fuck, bro. We trying to promote positivity. We not into the bullshit.
Yeah. Was it trippy to you, though, when they had, like, teachers and cops doing it and shit? Like, how did that feel?
Bro, like, that's what I'm trying to show you. That shit was scary to think. Like, I didn't even know we had that much influence.
Mm.
With great power comes responsibility,
bro. Yeah,
bro. That's true. So
that's
you
what
seen
we had
that?
To learn, Sean.
Is that why? Do you think twice before you say shit in lyrics now at this point because you know the impact you could have?
I've been like, this has been a thing, though.
Nah, like, yeah, Jen been on that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Everything is like for a reason. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not like we just, like, we don't be out here looking for nonsense, bro.
Nah, man.
Jen be chilling for me. Like, she's been the one that's just been chilling, but like, me, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I really get mad fast.
Bro,
sometimes, bro. Like, I don't know, bro, but I try to stop myself because I just got to remember the bigger picture.
Yeah, man. Yo, listen, but let's, like, talk about, like, the actual music, right? So, yo, who's responsible for all the leaks? Because the fans, again, bro, like, the fans are like detectives, right? Like, so the fans are saying that Mo Cardi got framed and it was actually Jerry West.
That's cap.
Okay, so speak
on
it.
It was both of them, bro.
So both did it?
Yes.
Now,
so you had homies in your camp who were leaking music?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know.
That's why.
My 50 songs is on YouTube
right
now.
You had to cut all the little sounds. Where that shit was scary for me. How you my man smiling in my face and you leaking my tracks?
It's crazy because we was complaining.
That shit is
about
wacky, bro.
Like we was hurting, bro.
Mo was really her man's, bro. Like,
really?
She brought Mo around for me. Jerry was really my man's, bro. Like,
yeah.
That was really my man's, bro.
Yeah.
He was smiling in my face every single day. Back doing me on the low, and I never knew, bro.
This shit is crazy. Like, I don't know. It should be a coincidence that happened to us, though. It'd be a coincidence. That's why I say this is my twin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know.
Everything happened for a reason.
But he was just leaking it, or he was selling it to people?
No. He was selling it. You were for $20.
I don't know what they were trying to do, bro.
$20.
$20?
Not even 20. I think it was 10.
So you might have got a G for all 50 songs?
I ain't going to front. It wasn't like 50. It was probably like 30. They probably made a coin. 250 over that shit.
It's just crazy. Can you
actually
think about
is that worth it? 250?
No. I mean, imagine. Think about how much a song is that's really worth in the long run. Even just the YouTube revenue is worth, you know, a lot.
The YouTube.
Yo, that's some burnt out activities though, man. You feel me? Like,
that's wild, bro. I just, for me, it's a lesson you wear out there.
How did you find out?
I just learned from that shit. I ain't gonna lie, like you said, the fans was on some detective shit for me. I got some help from my fan page, Gangsta. My son, Kyle Richfield. Shout out to Kyle Richfield for me. He was on that for me. He was asking the unreleased pages, where you getting the music from and shit for me. And then they were saying Jerry, but I wasn't jacking it. I wasn't jacking it. I thought Mo was framing Jerry.
And I was trying to do research to prove it wasn't Mo.
Gangsta, oh, really?
He wasn't jacking.
Yeah,
he
I was trying to frame it. Yo, so when I was just seeing evidence of the shit, I'm like, I look dumb.
That's scary shit right there.
Yo, bro, it's like, okay, so like, it's like, they're like so dumb, right? Because I feel like they should have done what Sheik did, right? Where like,
yo, like, what's where the like, listen, fuck? Yo,
that Sheik.
That's why she what the song?
Yo, how they know?
Bro, Sheik is a true hustler. You word for me.
500 for the song. Come on, yeah.
And he got the 500 and did a second song.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're supposed to do. I would have respected that, bro. And it's crazy because I was next to Sheik when he did it.
Yeah.
He told me.
Yo, good.
That's why I feel me. Sheik is good, bro. Like, if fans are trying to put Sheik in that loop, Sheik is good, man.
With the hair, right? But the fans, though, like, feel like you did Mo, like worse than you did, like, Jerry, right? Why?
Bro,
they even know what happened to Mo versus what happened to Jerry.
Right.
And we're not gonna let them know. That's it, for me. They don't know. Because
I see
we don't,
you, like,
for me.
Beat the fuck out of Mo, right?
I ain't gonna lie. She, I was a hoe. I ain't even wanna bring that shit to the media, for me?
Look, it's a lot of things that happen behind scenes that people don't know about, and we just gonna leave it at that. We can let them think what the fuck they want. I don't
Jerry got the, like, got the beast too. Right?
What are you talking about, bro? Yo, what are you talking about?
Not here, because they're saying like Jerry like got like no consequences, and Mo got all the beatings.
See, you feel me? I'm gonna just keep it a bug with you. The difference between Mo and Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry apologized.
Oh,
Jerry came
to
niggas as a man, but Jerry still got his consequences. Don't forget that part.
Okay.
We just not gonna speak on that. Mo was on some different shit. He was in denial.
He tried
talking about niggas is lying and shit.
Taking it to the grave. And that's why I just can't respect it.
I ain't gonna fuss with me. Niggas have to act on that. I ain't gonna lie and stand on business.
Bro.
We still on business in both situations, bro. I ain't gonna front.
I just separate myself from the nonsense, bro.
Damn.
Niggas not.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Because we love them, bro. It's still love, but it's love from a distance.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do in life. I ain't gonna front, bro.
Is those the only people you fell out with? Like, on account of the success? Or is there other people that happen with it?
There's a lot of faces that you don't see no more. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm not gonna speak on it, though, bro.
Really? Interesting.
They block work,
if
though.
You know, you know.
Right?
Block work, though.
Bro, block work was brought around by my manager.
Yeah, it's like, he was definitely supposed to be there.
I was telling my manager, stop bigging that nigga around me. I don't know that nigga. The fuck, if it's her don't jack him, why the fuck would I jack him?
I never even had a conversation with a nigga.
Never?
As many times as they brought him around.
I never linked him, ever. Only time I seen him was on the block.
Yeah.
Or at a music vid.
Yeah.
Or at my music vid, me sucking my dick, trying to be my vid. Yo, can I get in a vid? I'm iffy about it, because I'm like, yo, bro, I don't really want this like on my vid, but like, fuck it, bro. My manager wanted it. Fuck it, bro.
Damn.
Now, though, and he did, okay, so like, and he did say that when y'all did, like, I guess was around each other, I think, that you had a fake gun with you. Now, is that, now again, I wouldn't even know, like, how he would know the gun was fake, but you want to respond to that or no?
We don't tote no props. I'm going to just leave it at that. You know,
I ain't going to lie.
That shit is cat. Anything that nigga say is cat.
I don't know what they talk about, for me, that shit was fake.
It was fake, you know?
We're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every gun you see is fake, you heard?
Smart. Mm-hmm. Hey, smart.
I got a question.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Every gun you see is fake, bro.
For sure.
Kyle, how come you got two C's in your name instead of one?
I got two H's, you heard?
Oh,
got
two C's. H's, not two C's.
Yeah, a lot of people do that shit for me.
My bad.
But it's not two C's, you heard? It's two H's for a reason.
It is kind of weird that I asked the question and got it wrong.
Oh, no, right, no, right. Look, nah, right, here.
You're the first person that asked me that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, okay. But people spell it wrong all the time. I'm just the first one to put it in the interview question.
Sometimes niggas just be putting rich with one H. I don't like that shit.
Well, so why do we have two H's?
I'm different.
Okay. For me,
that's it.
The effects.
It doesn't, like, stand for anything?
Nigga, I stand on business.
Yo,
nigga, man.
Well said.
Really good, man. So there's somebody else who is blaming y'all for why they can't do shows in the Bronx. So I think, okay, right? So, like, Tutu G's, like, took to his, like, IG story and said, yo, like, they are now jacking, like, GDK, these new dudes, and y'all.
We saw Kyle dropping the rakes, right?
Sure, both. I bid GDK. I go for it.
Okay.
I bid GDK for double O. You were nothing changed. You were for me.
Yeah.
Tutu G's is just a little dick rider that, for me, he was relevant like 5 years ago. He had his time, but his time is over. He's trying to get relevant again, so he's trying to diss niggas. You see how he dissed the whole drill community?
He trying to diss niggas. Chicago. That shit was crazy.
The fuck he trying to diss niggas to get clout? That's what niggas do. You heard for me? Yeah. They don't care about that shit, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah, man.
That shit whack.
Yeah, man. Yo, bro, right? I think yesterday, like, I think it was yesterday, right? Bruh, they done clapped Booba's channel, bruh.
Oh, man.
Have y'all talked to Booba yet?
I dead caught that nigga. I ain't gonna lie. For me, that's so wacky. I ain't like yeah. that. Cause they dead took my IG too, bro.
They shit, took it again?
Nah, the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I had 250K on that shit, bro. They yeah. just snatched my shit, bro. That shit hurt me.
They can't take Booba's channel. That's a lot of drill history right there.
That's what I was just about know, to say. Like, that.
I know
like,
his life's work,
like,
bro.
I feel like artists, like, why they should probably they feel that, for him bro? Too. Cause it's like. He helped a lot of niggas,
did,
bro.
He definitely did, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
He helped a lot of niggas,
I ain't gonna lie.
Bro.
He gonna get it back.
And even, like your fan base is, like, what if they wanted, like, you know, see some content on you? Like, your personality, you know, want to look you up. You can't see those videos no more.
That's what it's for, though, for me, because the fans don't get to see our side.
Yeah, fans like seeing our side.
And they took his backup channel, too.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they I heard
they're trying to take him off the map.
They told me it was all because he had like a fake drunk driving prank.
Yeah.
What?
Like he was pretending to be drunk in the video or in the title or something.
That's entertainment though, bro.
Was it
entertainment?
Yeah, but I guess YouTube's super hardcore about that shit.
Nah, what? People be doing worse shit on YouTube, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, so what was this video of you getting into a fight at a college or some shit?
Oh, yeah, that bullshit.
Yeah, what happened in that scenario?
That's just another example of a situation that you don't bring to the media. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was day one, though. And that's another thing. I ain't gonna lie, I never got beat up, you word.
Okay.
Never even got touched. You could watch the vid, bro. Niggas just be politicking their chat on my name. I don't give a fuck, though, because in reality, who gonna do what? Niggas see me, their energy change. Gangster.
Yeah.
We just gonna leave it at that, and that's another thing. I ain't get no fake chain snatch, no none of that. You heard for me.
Okay.
That shit wasn't even mine. Mm. I don't wear fake jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure.
Bro, listen. Like, cause when I seen that, I was like, I don't think that Kyle is rocking like a bracelet from like gold. You feel me, right? You're right. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
Gold is like what $100.
I'm gonna keep it a bug with you for me. Yeah. My man's had that shit, gangster, bro. Mm-hmm. For me, and that shit was in the V, and it slipped out. And that nigga snatched it, and now he's talking about, oh, I snatched KR chain. Whole bunch of bullshit, like, come on now, bro. What the fuck? That shit is day one, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah.
We passed that shit, gangster.
Bro, listen, yo, like, you had the hardest reply. You said, like, and you got socked out, and, like, my man's, like, pistol whipped you 41 times. I said, nah, that's crazy.
Situations we don't bring to the media.
Yo, who the fuck put it with, bro?
You don't TP on that though, feel me?
Yo, nigga pissed with 41 times. Nah, that's crazy, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie, like, media don't even know, like, that nigga did bad. Like, niggas violated him, bro. Niggas got like 30 seconds of what happened. Like, niggas violated him. I ain't gonna fuck, bro.
What were you doing out of college in general?
But I ain't gonna lie, the bitches is at colleges, bro. You act like you don't know that, bro. I know you know that. Come on now.
Back in the day,
yeah. College had the
at
bitches.
At 39, I don't know if you want to be roaming the college.
I'm not 21, though.
I ain't gonna lie. We got mad bitches at mad colleges. We just be taking trips when you want to. We be going all over the world, bro. Yeah. We be going everywhere, bro.
Like
that shit is fun.
Away.
Gangster.
Right. I mean, Juicy J, when he was like 40, he had a lyric where he said, "I don't go to college, but the dorm room is my domain." And I always thought that was
like
crazy.
It'd be like that. What about when I felt that? I felt that.
For sure.
Better question though, right, bro? So you actually like dropped out of college, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna just keep it a buck with you, feel me?
Yeah.
My parents wanted me to go to college. Like,
of course. Like, that's the best thing to do.
It's the best thing they're doing. A lot of niggas always make it. There's nothing wrong with going to college.
That's
fine, for me. But at the end of the day, bro, you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
And that's what I did for me. I'm in college, smoking every day, not going to no classes.
Damn.
I'm broke, nigga. Like, what the fuck? What am
We're
I
all
doing
broke in college,
here, bro?
Though. Yeah.
It's bitches there, but like, I don't want to be in bitches' faces when I'm broke.
Yeah.
Like, nah. I got to do what's best for me, bro. And what's best for me was music, because that's what I love. That's my passion.
Yeah.
So I followed that shit. Gangsta.
It's like, and he went crazy as soon as he got there. Like, the music hit as soon as he got there. So, the 41 Freestyle shit.
Nah, that shit did help me with my writing, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, for me, I was just in my dorm room smoking every day, finding different flows, bro. That's what I was doing, just looking for different flows. And that's why I made 41 Freestyle. Once I made that shit and I found my flow, it was over.
You could just smoke in your dorm room. You don't got an RA popping by and telling you you're in trouble.
Nah, it's crazy because like I thought I was Gucci for like 2 weeks and then they kicked me out.
That's what you got kicked out over?
Yeah, bro. It wasn't even the RA, bro.
You rated him, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I go, that's what happened, bro. The smoke alarm went off for some bullshit. So the boys is already on my floor. Yeah. And I'm in my room because I ain't go down to no fucking fire. So I'm not doing that. Fuck, I look like gangster. So the boys go past my room and they smell dumb smoke.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm Gucci. I'm thinking shit's sweet. I'm in my room with a split.
Still
for me.
Smoking after the alarm went off?
Still smoking, bro. Even though they was dead, bro.
You have the window open or anything?
Yeah, this dude is wild,
I hear
bro.
A knock. I'm like,
yo,
what's that? Like, you know, it was like five boys in my room, and I got mad clips everywhere, mad weed everywhere, because I used to sell weed over there too for me. So I'm just fucked for me. They just took everything, bro. I ain't gonna lie, and it was over, bro.
Yo, bro, how did your parents, like, especially Nigerian parents who, like, education is the end all be all?
It was not jacking it, but I ain't gonna lie. I had to really have a talk with my mother.
Oh, really?
And she just had to understand.
Did she say, like, why, baby? Like,
she wasn't jacking it, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But I just, she just had to understand your word for me that I had to do what's best for me.
Yeah.
Gangster, and that's what I'm gonna be happy with. And I sure don't regret that decision.
Yeah, man. You went to school, Jen, or nah?
I mean, I went to college, but I told my mom, you know, like, the music shit was distracting because I was already still in New York, so it's like, it's not even like I got a different environment.
Yeah.
Like, I was straight out of high school, still doing the music from the pandemic. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Trying to go viral. So it's like, I wasn't even going to school. Like, she started noticing. She's like, why are you not going to school? I told her, you don't, like, for me.
Oh, really?
Okay. I had the same talk, but it's like, to this day, I'm still having the talk. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm like, yo, I'm gonna take a break from school right now. You know what I'm trying to say? I could go back because it's like, I wanted to focus on the music. Like, we was going crazy when I really feel like I could go far with this shit.
Of course.
To the point where I could support her, support my sister, everybody around me, you know what I'm trying to say? So.
Yeah, and your window of time that you have to make it as a rapper can be very, very short. Like, if you have a wave of popularity going, you do not have time to take a year off for college.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
You need
to
get the money you can right now.
I gotta put both feet in the door
yes.
in order to capitalize.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Because you could go to college 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. Realistically, a lot of people don't. But, like, you know, you can't just chill for a year or two and then be like, hey, remember me? I'm a rapper. I'm back. Like, hell no. This does not work that way. These days where there's a new rapper every 2 weeks, hell no.
Yo, bro, especially now. Does she understand, though, like, how lit you are, though?
No.
Nah, she don't even know, like, yo, like, mom, like, I'm really out here popping. Like, I don't need college, bro.
Like, I be telling her and she be seeing, like, the pics, the viz, the shows, like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe she got to walk me down the street for real, for real.
And they see never all the fans. Really
nah.
See how all the fans react.
They never going to really understand.
They never going to, you know, they don't see the vision all the way through. Like, you know, they don't see the vision. They just, you know, we first generation.
Yeah.
So.
Your parents see it yet or no? Not yet?
I don't know. Like, for me, like, they know
It's going to take time.
How famous I were.
Yeah,
me.
I see that a lot though, bro. Like, niggas get signed, like, they be, you know, like, I'm talking about like racks in the crib, bro. But they still like at the Bronx, like project houses, bro. Like,
that's
why?
Like all these Joe rappers. Yeah. That's what separates us. Like, we got a crib, V, everything. We set you, bro.
Our mindset is
we Gucci, bro. Like,
oh, word.
We out of there, nigga.
Yeah. Oh no, I think it was Tata, bro. I was like so proud, bro. Like for his 18th birthday.
Tata was the first one to get the crib.
He was the first one out of there.
He just got that shit in Fugway, bro.
A word, man.
He fake paved the way. Once we seen him get out of there, I'm like, nah, we gotta get out of here too, for me. So we got some shit, for me. We got some corn shit too.
Where y'all at now though? Like the Jersey or where?
We out. We out. Gangsta. Just know.
Don't drop the low, right?
We out.
Nah, man. Yo, listen though. So I think it was like 2 weeks ago, right? I think like Mia Kenzo like came on live and dissed Cal, man. You seen it?
Yeah, I seen it.
Bro, why she like dissing you, man?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
You were? Because it's like, we made her. Mm. So how could you do that?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm trying
the
to
comment
say?
Comment section was like, bro, you doing bad right now.
She doing terrible, bro.
Yeah.
She not even relevant. She just trying to do what niggas do. This to get clout.
Yeah.
But we get it, you heard?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that shit whack. We not dissing, bro. Like,
nah, not at all.
Like, it's, we got to realize, like, we really got influence.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I ain't gonna, a lot of I don't people ain't even worth our time. No more,
of course.
Most well, that shit is whack, bro. I don't feed in the bullshit no more, bro. We bigger than that,
most
bro.
Of your ops, if you were to diss them, it would just be like a clear good thing for them.
Yeah,
so,
nigga, that's what they do. Nigga, niggas is not him, bro. We're
but
not,
look, if we diss back, winning. It's an even better thing for them. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That's what it really be, too. That's what it really be, too, bro. They want us to learn diss that, back. Bro.
Yeah.
They want us to respond, bro. Shit like Naughty Bop, nigga, that shit went viral. They want them a Naughty Bop, too, nigga.
Of course.
It's not happening.
We're not doing that shit.
Good question, right? So she now, like, mean, like, y'all are on, like, the peace and positivity, right? So listen, so, like, would y'all ever, like, make peace with the other Africans that y'all really are not, like, seeing an eye to eye with?
Who, like, you, Jesus?
Yeah.
No.
Damn, man.
Like, I see where you're going. Yeah, man. Happening, bro. Damn, man. It's not happening, bro.
Bro, that would be a good one, bro.
No,
he loves
that. Bro, Uzi's a fan. Like, he's David, bro. I don't like that David shit. Keep that fake shit away from me. No second chance and no none of that.
Yeah.
Keep that shit away from me, bro. It's over.
Damn.
If he comes out and say, you know what, bro, listen, man, like, I apologize. I was tripping, bro. Like, you feel me, man? Like, that shit not even me, bro.
Yo, bro, he's dissing my dad. It's over.
Damn.
It's over. Quiet.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Hey, man, I tried, man. You feel me?
Bro.
Yeah.
You ever thought about getting at Flacco so you can get to him? Like, if you do something to Flacco, that's kind of, like, they're really, like, tied in.
You like that nigga?
We not here. Oh,
you said cool he was your brother on the interview.
Yeah. Oh, that's your brother.
Yeah, yeah. Real brothers.
Well, here, like,
We're going to talk out this. We're going to leave it like
bro.
Shout out to him.
Listen, though. Bro, here, right. But listen, though. Like, I kind of, like, it's like, I show love to all the Africans, right? Especially, like doing drill, right? Because kind of like, bro, like, it's hard as fuck for us to even, like, you know, like, even, like, be taken seriously, right? So that's why I'm like,
I mean, I know more. I ain't going to front the narrative. Yeah. Fake switching, bro. I ain't going to lie. Africans just really running it, like.
Yeah.
I guess it's done our tweak when it's in real life. I ain't going to front. Like, you see what Africans is doing, bro.
Of course.
Africans all over America is really doing shit.
Movies,
like,
TV shows, music.
Burna Boy right now.
Come on now.
Is he latest nigga Thames? Nigga,
Burna Boy, Thames, yo.
Thames.
Nigga, Davido.
All of them. They've been around.
Nigga,
been around
Kyle Rich, John Carter. Like, come on now, bro.
Yeah,
come
on now.
Nigga, Ice Spice is Nigerian too. Don't forget
yo,
that.
Yo, I seen that, but is she really though? Because those people were saying the same.
I asked her. I asked her. She merged it.
What tribe she from?
I thought she said.
I don't know for me. I ask her a lot of games.
Yeah.
I thought she said she was Nigerian.
Is she an inspiration?
I think she saw her.
Dominican and black.
Yeah,
Nigerian,
she
said
mixed.
Though.
Yeah.
On Twitter, she said Nigerian and on Twitter.
That she got some type of Nigerian descent. I don't know.
Yeah. Bro, she said Nigerian and Dominican.
I seen a tweet of a dude talking about Ice Spice just wondering what color her butthole was, and it had 150,000 likes.
Bro, that's dumb weird. You
look at
that's mad weird. I ain't
seeing her go from looking like a typical Bronx hood rat to serving such elegant looks in a year warms my heart. I still wonder what color her butthole is, though. 51,000 likes.
What kind of niggas are they, bro?
This
like,
is what I'm talking about.
What kind of
kind-hearted
those
XIA.
Are niggas that be on Pornhub and shit.
Huh?
Those are niggas that be on Pornhub and X videos.
Yeah, I don't know who said this. I screenshotted it because I just couldn't believe that many people liked the tweet about wondering what color someone's butthole was, but shout out to her regardless.
Yeah, man. Yo, bro. This
shout out to her.
Yeah, right. Nah, bro, listen, like, there's, like, this new genre called, like, Afro Drill, right? There's, like, I'm seeing, like, there's, like, they're using kind of, like, the traditional Afro beats mixed up with drill. Will Jen and Kyle ever hop
what
on that
was
wave,
we
man?
Just talking about on the call?
Nah, you was there just talking
I'm
about
like,
that.
Okay,
that's crazy.
What's the African samples? Like, yo,
nah, we just talking about that.
A word?
Yeah, we got some shit.
Yo,
I'm hitting producers. Like, for me, I just been hitting producers.
Last sample, though, like, we'll go crazy.
Huh?
Last sample.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, everybody
Kyle. Like, last.
Everybody did that. That's a viral song, but everybody did
how about
that.
Yeah, we wanna go like everybody deeper into the
too.
Nigerian show.
Damn.
You just gotta know the sample. That's the type of song I'm looking for, like a Davido song, Wizkid, Burna Boy. Like, you just gotta know to know. I'm gonna sample that shit and get some
Afrobeat
drums.
No, listen, or do like a old shit, right? Like, cause like I feel like Chop My Money dropped in like 2010, right? So like right, like shit like that, right? Or like an old like Akon song. But you niggas like no. Sorry.
Akon, I fuck with Akon.
Yeah, no, right? But I feel like the Akon songs, though, like, got played out already, right? In the Bronx.
Yeah, they all popular.
Yeah.
But they still tunes, like, it still give me, like, a good feeling. I don't know. He's picky with the samples.
Oh, him?
Yeah. He's picky with the samples. I like a lot of samples. So, for me, we just got chemistry. We're going to work it out.
Well, you just feel like the samples are kind of blown out at a certain point?
Just, I mean, too common? Recently,
That's what it be too sometimes. Yeah. I don't do samples like everybody else.
Everybody
did.
Been
you do
doing
different shit, mm-hmm. But like she really understand. Like it don't be about like the beat. It just be about the vibe it give you,
the
bro.
The feeling,
bro. And she be understanding that. That's why our chemistry just differently. Like,
yeah, bro.
Who's your musical like and inspirations?
I got a lot of inspirations. I go for like. Growing up, for me, I used to listen to Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Oh, yeah. Like I used to like that nigga shit. Swag Gangsta. That shit was fire to me. For me, my dad used to play that shit all the time.
MJ Swag is crazy, though.
Yeah, bro. That shit is wacky. For me, I like niggas like Chief Keef, Lil Durk. Lil Durk, one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah.
Polo G. I listen to Playboi Carti, too. I feel like Playboi Carti where I got my flow from.
Where
Carti? I don't really listen to him no more, though, because I ain't gonna lie, you on some different shit now.
You can't paint your nails?
Yeah, like the alternative.
I'll never paint my nails. That's never happened. No, never in my life. Gangster, for me. That's that, you heard. Mm-hmm. who else?
You said Chief Keef, Michael Jackson, and Carti. I'll be real, like, I don't like... You combine Chief Keef, Carti, and Michael Jackson, like, you don't get drill, right?
I'm not a drill rapper. I'm not a drill rapper. Like, I'm like a rock star, nigga.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
Yeah, but yo, question, right? So, like, if y'all, like, had, like, for example, like, a free voucher for any like, feature, right? Like which Afrobeats artist would you, like, collab with? Just one.
Like, Afrobeats?
Yeah.
Davido.
A word, Davido?
Yeah.
Yo, why not like Burna Boy?
Too. I ain't gonna lie, Davido got hits on hits. Burna Boy too, I ain't gonna lie. All that shit coming. It's coming. Yeah.
A word.
Burna Boy times is coming. Gangsta.
Yeah, I'll probably do Davido too, mainly because I feel like I'll probably have a little bit more chemistry with him.
A word?
Yeah, because the way he rap out, you know, like I like, when I do like a feature with somebody, I like being able to put some of their style in the song along with compliments of my own flow.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I want to be able to mix, and I feel like I would mix good with Davido.
Yeah, man. Word. And like, have y'all been, like, back to Nigeria yet?
Oh, I've been there a couple times.
Oh, word?
I ain't gonna lie. I've never been there. I'm trying
Damn,
to go.
Damn, how about not?
Yo, I don't got my Apache, but I got to get my Apache. I ain't never been out the country. I ain't gonna lie. But it's coming soon. I got to take that trip, gangsta.
Where'd you go, Jen?
I went in middle school a couple times. I went in high school, I think, twice. And I went 2 summers ago again.
How do it feel, though, like, to be, like, for example, right? Because I feel like back home, right, like, just going out and seeing, like, a black, like, billboard, black magazines, right? Mm-hmm. Black, like, store owners, black president. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a different vibe, right?
Way different, yeah. It's way different over there.
Man, bro.
Yeah.
Here, right? So, like, what's the best part of just being back home?
Mainly seeing my family members. Because a lot of my family isn't over here. You know what I'm trying to say? It's really just, like, I got a couple aunties over here, but you know they're, like, late or, you know, for me. Being back home is like being surrounded by the people that grew up with me. Like, they took care of me when I was young.
A word.
You know, for me. I was born here, but every time I went over there, it was just straight love because it's like they love seeing me. You know, I'm always in America. My mom wanted to make sure I was born here to make sure I go to school.
Yeah.
So for me.
Who's the person that's shown love to you guys' music that shocked you the most?
I ain't gonna lie, artist-wise?
Yeah. Or anyone, yeah.
Yeah, we got, like, a lot of artists that tapped into
for
us.
Me?
Yeah.
Tariq. From fucking Power.
A word?
Yeah, bro. It's crazy because Power is one of my... not one of my... That's like the only TV show I watch.
A word?
Yeah, I don't be having no time to watch TV. But Power is fire. That's the best show on TV, gangsta.
Well, recently, I seen Angel Reese dancing to C-Rad. She did it twice, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, she's an inspiration to me because a lot of people weren't. Yeah, can't yeah, see. What you know about that?
It takes me a second to remember who you're talking about.
Yo, like she out there putting on, you know, for women.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people didn't even watch women basketball, and they just so intrigued now. Like people getting interested. So she's an inspiration to me. You know what I'm trying to say? I like.
Do you have a lot of young girls and women hitting you up, like inspired by what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like I got a like. There's a lot of underground artists that a female drill. They'll tap in with me and they'll be like, "Yo, you know, you inspire me to rock." You know what I'm trying to say? And that shit like that keep me going. Mm. Like being a supporter is one thing, but inspiring you to do, you know, like you know what I'm trying to say, to really push, that's different.
Gangster. Yeah, and I mean, I'm not mad at the chicks who are using their bodies to sell their music and stuff, but it's got to be inspiring to a lot of chicks to see you just being basically like, nah, I'm not on that, but then still having all this
just
success.
Being myself. Yeah. Gangster. Mm. I don't care like who say what. I'm gonna just be myself. Gangster.
And she's hard as hell, man. You put yourself like here, right? Give me like your top five, like just drill rappers or rappers in general does in New York right now.
Top five,
yeah,
in New York drill rappers. That I like or listen to.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, no. Listen, like.
Yeah, because.
Top five's best.
That's a different question.
That's
you can't put
question.
Them in it, though. Yeah.
Why really I can't put them in it? Like.
You're biased. You feel that's your man's. But, yeah.
I mean, I really do listen to a lot of 4-1 because it's just, okay. It's not even what we have out. It's unreleased that isn't out. Like,
you got so much
I just
music,
focus
bro,
on myself and try to critique myself. I don't really compare myself to other niggas, but for me, yeah, like, I don't know.
It's going to be the most political list ever.
Yeah, right?
She can't be an impartial observer of the culture.
Oh, yeah, that's true, right? Yeah, right? That's true then, right? Because you can't really say, like, you know, yeah.
Like, I know what.
Nah, I'm going to say it, bro, because I don't give a fuck.
All right. Who's your top five?
Drill?
Yeah.
Nah, listen to
him. Yeah.
Alright. I'm not gonna put it in order though, but I'm gonna just put like five semi rappers that's like really doing it. Shout out to K Flock, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
K Flock paved the way for a lot of niggas, I ain't gonna lie. D Thing is nice too. I like Kenzo Buller. Kenzo Buller could really rap.
Okay.
I like Dougie B too. Mm. I fuck with Dougie Energy, and I know Dougie personally. Dougie be showing love, gangster. Who else? Oh yeah, and S.Go, gangster. I fuck with what S.Go doing too. Mm. Like, they got some shit going on. They little sweeper shit. That shit is fire for me. Without the politics, though, I fuck with their music, gangster.
Yeah, man, not facts. Hey, listen, I'll probably say I agree with most of that list, but. I feel though, like D Thing has been gone right now for just way too long, right? Right? Kind of like, how do we even like know? Right,
that's fair. You know? So that means I can't
but
put
I mean,
K Flock on.
I feel like he's been
too.
Booked as long as K Flock, right?
Facts. Oh, where?
So around I can't put K Flock on this
too. Maybe a little longer, I think.
A little longer?
Yeah, right.
I think.
Because D Thing like.
D Thing might come home though. It's like,
yeah.
Come home, like,
and he has a lot of tracks too.
You're pioneering this shit too.
Mm-hmm. So what? For me, he come home, you know, for me, he probably go crazy.
Man. Do you, like, think that, okay, right, so how long do you think that K-Flock can still be relevant, like, while in jail? Like, a year or two, 5 years, like?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how long they trying to keep him in there for me, free him, but,
yeah.
You
free
know.
Free K-Flock, man.
I feel like he has a potential to still be relevant for a minute.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's just he just had a large impact on drill itself.
Nah,
so
his impact on drill is
I feel like as long as drill is still relevant,
yeah, bro,
like
he
popping.
Got that. Him, he could have a Pop Smoke effect. I ain't going front.
A word?
Yeah, because his legacy is wacky. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
He influenced a lot of niggas.
Yeah.
Niggas really? Just don't want to say it because niggas gonna think it's dick riding.
So it's no hard feelings between you guys and DOA at this point? You're trying to just be over it?
Over what?
Any issues you might have had?
Never had no issues.
Never had issues with
DOA. DOA fuck with
DOA
us.
DOA fuck with us. We
me.
Fuck with them
okay.
For me. They show love.
I saw USG saying, I'm 41K. I might as well be DOA.
Bro, mm-hmm. We not linked up, nigga. 41 okay. Is not a gang. 4100 is not a gang, nigga. This shit is built off of loyalty, love, and pain.
Okay.
Yeah, simple. They trying to paint us as a gang. We really just a family for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is not a RICO attempt.
Nah, man.
Like, what?
The No Jumper Rico is gonna hit way before you guys get it.
Nah, this nigga is funny.
Nah, man, facts, man. Yo, man, like, what's next, man?
Oh, what's next?
Yeah.
Like, music-wise?
Yeah. Like, what's next, man?
Well, we got a new song added to the compilation that we just dropped for every single ways. Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for me. So, yeah.
And y'all are, like, I'm signed now, right? Like, to Republic?
Yeah, we signed to the label.
Has that changed shit?
Yeah, that definitely changed shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit just you're started. Rich now, it's man. Crazy, going
it
out,
took us. It took us like.
It's a lot it to took adjust us, like, to.
9 months to adjust to the system, bro.
No way.
Like the system is really a wacky adjustment. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta remember, we just shit. We yo, straight out Brooklyn, nigga, doing this shit. We
hustling,
stole,
nigga. I'm
nigga.
Used to dropping and getting shit so done me, how I want, nigga, yeah. So I could grow.
Being
with this label, shit, it's a system, bro. Yeah. You just gotta learn it's a system, and you gotta follow by the system. I tried to break that shit as much times as I can. That shit never worked, bro. Never worked, bro. They gonna shelf my ass, gangster.
But, but they know what they're doing though. Because we did a video about the drop, son. That shit gonna go crazy, son. That's a whole different vibe. Because we did KL Tata.
Yeah. So. I feel like this is a big though, like. Like, there's a big, like, risk to it, right? Because, again, like, they're at the top, right? So they probably, like, know what they're doing, like, in terms of, like, the business, right? But, like, in terms of, like, how to cater to y'all fans, I feel like y'all probably, like, know that more than, you know, like, the label, right?
Of course.
Right? Like, so, like, them telling y'all, like, oh, you know, like, don't drop, like, 5 times a week, you know, like...
You know. 5 times a week is crazy. You can't oversaturate the market,
gangster.
That's not happening, bro.
Yeah.
At the same time, the fans want us to drop, bro, and it's like we not dropping, bro.
Yeah.
I be fiending. Yo, bro, we make music every single day, bro. Every single day we got better, we make better music every day, bro. I be fiending to drop, bro, but I just can't.
We just...
It's a system.
Yeah.
It's going to drop eventually, but I just got to go through the system.
We really fast-paced.
That's how it
is.
I don't know. We just... Get excited.
Yo, here, right, listen to right. So, like y'all just seem like y'all are, like, so close, man. Like, what's y'all biggest disagreement y'all ever had? Like, just one.
That's crazy. We don't even be arguing like that. I don't know.
Nah?
Like, me and Kale specifically, or... I don't know, bro.
You mean, like, 4-1?
The group, yeah.
Oh, 4-1? Nah, it's crazy on my birthday.
Oh, really?
Like, just recently for me, that was a wacky day. Niggas don't even know about that, bro.
What
happened?
On your birthday?
Remember right before my birthday?
Oh!
Everybody was fighting. But that's why we really brothers though, bro. Like, we got into a big ass fight. Like, we all linked up in the head. It just started bugging.
Yo!
Right before my party, bro. I love my niggas,
that
though, bro.
That shit really brought us closer, though.
Because we still went to that party, bro, and act like nothing happened, bro.
Yo,
that shit brought us way closer. 41.
Yo, we
fight,
go
bro.
Through shit, bro. Everybody go through shit, for me.
Yeah.
How are we going to make sure that you guys stick together and don't break up like all the great hip-hop groups that break up at some point sooner or later?
The key is communication.
Therapy. You guys should be in therapy right now so that you are already used to having this level of communication
work,
in the future.
Bro. I feel like talking to a nigga about his feelings don't work, bro. Like, they never going to understand. Gangsta.
But I'm just saying, man, like, I don't know. As far as a group, if you guys want to stay on the same page, I think it might be good to be proactive.
Therapy?
Get on and invoice it to Republic, too.
Yeah.
But, like, we from the hub, bro. Like, I can't tell my niggas go to therapy. They're not going to do that. They're going to look at me like
her.
I got 3 heads.
Think I should go together.
No, I'm not saying, like, y'all go together. I think.
Like, these niggas is crazy. Bro.
You do seem like you get along very well, though. I'll give it to you.
Therapy.
Bro, these niggas be...
Bro, I don't even like speaking on how I feel, bro.
Yeah, but you're going to keep it all crushed down inside until it just explodes one day.
Mm-hmm. It's going to explode in the booth.
Oh,
not
straight.
Now listen, it's therapy and stay off. Please don't lack. You feel me, right? Because I'm blowing things. Be trying.
Please don't lack. That shit is negativity.
I really
bro.
Forgot about that.
Gangster, I definitely forgot about that shit too. That shit is negativity. I don't like that shit, gangster.
What's your favorite drill page then?
When NYC,
what
sounds,
NYC
like,
sounds like.
Like for me.
Okay, what NYC sounds
that's
like.
The
and NY drill.
Oh, yo, they love
NY,
y'all.
NY drill. It's two of them though.
NY Drill Page.
NY Drill Page. Those two really been rocking with me since the beginning of my
those
career.
Are like the official pages. Here.
Yeah.
They don't feed into the bullshit.
Yeah, they just post music.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
And they not biased too.
Who them? Hey, listen though, like, cause there's somebody else called NY Drill Official. And they is jacking y'all, bro.
Right,
like
they jockers.
Bro, they love y'all, bro. Like,
I fuck with
you. DM me talking about you, you feel me?
I fuck with
Jewel. I be texting
Jewel Official being a lot of her bullshit too. Like, she
but he wasn't always like heavy that. Though.
Yeah.
He wasn't started. Always yeah. like that, you know?
He just started that shit. Like, he wants some Please Don't Lax now.
But he
I still
he does both, though.
Yeah.
Please Don't Lax is just a different type of negative energy.
Yeah,
like, I just don't get myself into it.
Yo, bro,
Please Don't Lie doesn't like us at all. Like,
nah,
I know the nigga personally.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, bro, it's a little David.
I seen his picture and I thought that was Cap. So that's actually him.
What picture you seeing?
Like, so, like, and he posted, like, I think he posted in, like, by accident, like,
yeah, on a private story. I mean, yeah. On the CF, right?
Oh, yeah,
for real? That shit. Some little David Black nigga.
Bro, that's not the kid that's like terrorizing the city, bro.
Yo, bro, David
that can't be the kid that's terrorizing the city.
I thought
man.
It was a little David White nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know he was black, but for me, he's David. He doesn't like us. I don't know why.
Damn.
I think he got some personal vendetta against us, but he just doesn't like us.
Yeah, but yo, here, right? But like, how
niggas
like influential?
Niggas is gonna value him.
Gangsta. A word?
Niggas is gonna get up with him. It's gonna happen, but the truth always comes to the light.
Nigga talking about a fictional character.
Now, question, right? But like, how influential are those like drill pages when it comes to like instigating beefs? Like,
bro, that's what the fans want.
Yeah.
For me, the world feud off of negativity.
Have you been though? And in the, like...
I'm not even going to say the fans. That's what the media wants.
Mm. That's a fact.
Because real supporters...
That's a fact.
No.
They don't like shit like that.
That's facts.
But the media is basically just, like, doing whatever the fans reward, you know? Like, the media is only going to post the shit that the fans react to and that they like and comment on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it don't be all fans, though.
It don't be all fans.
Not all fans.
50% fans, 50% haters.
Yeah.
50% haters?
Yeah, bro.
Nah, yo, no. But speaking of... Yo, have y'all, like... Enter into that Reddit, like the NY State of Mind.
Oh, Reddit's wacky too. I ain't gonna
lie.
I heard about Reddit. Reddit's like PDF.
Oh, I've never opened Reddit in my life. Nah, I don't even want to see the nonsense.
Worse than PDL, bro.
They be just saying shit that I never heard before.
Never heard.
I just be looking at that shit. I be like, yo, it's me? Like, what the fuck?
Yo, it's worse than PDL,
and
bro.
And that
shit
be like, all cap.
Oh, really?
I hate it, bro.
Yo,
they be
that
capping
shit is
and
the worst.
Dishes, bro. I hate that shit, bro. That's why I stay. I just try to get away from that shit. That shit really got me mad. I ain't gonna lie.
Did Reddit?
Damn. All that shit, bro.
Yeah.
But I like to push positivity. I like peace, bro.
Yeah.
I can never imagine a Reddit having a negative impact on anyone's lives.
Hey, man. We went through it, though.
Yeah, we've been through our Reddit arcs.
Yeah. Yo, though. No, listen, though. But I forgot to say congrats, but like, y'all are now verified.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We'll feel different, though, like, to be now, like, yo, I'm one of them.
Yeah, bro.
This shit, yo, bro.
This anybody can get verified
over
now,
bro.
Right?
Nah.
Long overdue.
I woke up feeling regular today. I don't like
this
that.
Shit is actually,
I
like,
felt nice yesterday.
A real, you know.
Yeah, it was a cool little feeling. I ain't gonna lie, but it should have been happening. Like.
Because, listen, because I'm almost at 100K, bro.
Oh, my God.
I need the plug, my boy. You feel me, man? Like,
nah, we don't got the plug.
Just keep grinding, kid. You're gonna get that one day.
No plug.
No plug.
Just be official.
Anybody you guys want to shout out or anything we need to know about before we wrap this?
Shout out for me, 4100. My mother invited her on KVH. Where the family. Yeah.
Anybody?
Yo,
Tata. Shout out Tata.
Shout out Tata. That's
4100.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, shout out
Tata.
Shout out all my supporters. Shout out all my supporters you were.
Yeah, big things to come.
Definitely love my fans. It's gonna be the shit that motivate me.
This is gonna be the year 4-1.
Motivation, especially the fans. The fans be keeping me going sometimes.
It's shining now, man. Got the what's that, like an LV bag?
Yeah, bro.
Man, you winning now, man.
I like that you asked, even though it's just literally whole like LV.
I couldn't tell
because
my eyesight.
The whole thing.
You feel me? Bad as fuck.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Big fans of the music. Everybody, go turn them up on all socials. Thank you, Flacco.
What's up?
Krah.
Krah. Peace.